football on Off the Ball.
But I just think there's very little wiggle room for success at Celtic, and I know Hearts are top of the league at the minute and could easily go on to win it. But I think if you win the league and you win the cup at Celtic, the fans are still going to be saying, well, we need success in Europe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
You're welcome back. So the 2026 edition of the Cheltenham Festival is in the books. The top line is that the Gold Cup has been won by Gaelic Warrior. So Willie Mullins, a man who had never won this race before 2019, has now won it on five occasions. It was a clean sweep by the Irish in the feature Grade 1 contest over the course of the weekend, but over the course of the week. But the Prestbury Cup in general, a far closer thing. 15-13 is how it finished in favour of the Irish. John Duggan is with us on the line. John, how are you doing?
Owen, good evening. How are you?
Very well. So talk to us about this Gold Cup then. Gaelic Warrior winning it by 8 lengths in the end. People who had money on Haiti Couleurs, people who had money on the Jukebox Man, got good value. They wouldn't have expected there to be a winner, certainly from Gaelic Warrior, by that distance come the end.
One horse race, ultimately over 3.25 miles, Owen. It turned out to be a one horse race. Gaelic Warrior is a very talented horse, has been for all his career. Won an Arkle Chase here over 2 miles, won the Bowl at Aintree last season over 3 miles and a furlong. Patrick Mullins came into us and Off the Ball in November said, I'd love to ride Gaelic Warrior in the Gold Cup. And he couldn't ride him because Galopin de Chance got injured. So Paul Tennant would normally ride Galopin de Chance. So the only runner for the Willie Mullins team in the Gold Cup this year was Gaelic Warrior. So Patrick did have compensation because he had a 50-1 winner in the first race at Cheltenham today. But it was a case that Paul Townend was on Gaelic Warrior in the Gold Cup. That was at 4 o'clock. The first winner was Alapon de... What was the name of the horse? Alapon de Charny. I have to get the French, my French better. I need to go back to school on. But Alapon de Charny won the first race at 50-1. So that was obviously a good sign that Willie Mullins is going to have a good day. Then Dino Blue won the Mares Chase again under Mark Walsh for Willie Mullins. And then a Gaelic Warrior lined up in the Gold Cup and won a horse race. Look, I think the key thing with Gaelic Warrior is he's such a fast individual that he needs to settle in his races. He doesn't expend his energy too much in the races. But Paul Tennant has ridden out of his skin this week, and he's been doing so for quite a long time now, and just was able to settle Gaelic Warrior, get him jumping well. And because he's so much speed, he was able to lay up with the pace. And then when he needed to push the button and test Gaelic Warrior's stamina, the horse responded, and to run away with an 8-length win, it was a pretty special victory for Paul Tennant. So that was the story of the Gold Cup. I met Paul and Willie after the race, and Django Bay was second. Another way you're thinking was third. But it was a very thrilled Paul Townend from County Cork, because he's become the first jockey to win the Champion Hurdle, the Champion Chase and the Gold Cup in the same year. And he's now broken the record for the most Gold Cup wins at Cheltenham here now. He's won five of them, two in Galopin de Chance, two in Album Fota, and Gaelic Warrior today. Let's hear now from Paul Townend.
Paul Townend, you've won five Gold Cups, but everyone is special.
They get better, that's the truth. No, incredible. So how lucky am I? I'm such a privileged man to be in the position I am, riding for Willie Mullins, for his owners, and five Gold Cups, it's surreal.
Gaelic Warrior has always been a horse with immense talent.
He has, yeah. I got betting him here in a handicap hurdle many years ago, and I wonder how I did now. But Willie's brought him along lovely. He's pretty strong, highly strung horse, but he's built him up. He's learned. He's brought him along nicely, and to get him to the place where he could stay the trip in the Gold Cup is been some training performance.
How did the race pan out for you, Paul?
Couldn't have panned out better. I've went over it 100 times in my head, and it's rare that you end up exactly where you want to be. But if you were to write the script of it, like I say, in my head 100 times, it didn't go as smoothly as it actually did in real life.
You're working so hard all through the winter, every single morning up early. You've done the hat trick, Champion Hurdle, Champion Chase, in the Gold Cup. I mean, in a few years' time, you'll be reflecting on that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been, this week is a roller coaster. It was funny. We walked in here and I was after having a couple of winners, none on Thursday, and it was like Wednesday was a long time ago. But this is just the icing on the cake. It's a crazy place here. There's no place like Cheltenham. And it couldn't have finished any better.
Paul Fannin, congratulations. Enjoy the trip home.
Thank you very much.
Just on Townend, John, it kind of feels that a lot of his career was, in the public eye at least, spent being the guy who was waiting for Ruby Walsh to finally retire and let him become the jockey for Willie Mullins. And even then, in the intervening few years, look, 4 Gold Cups before this week, his status as a legendary jockey was already secure. But what he's done this week might force people to sit up and take notice even more so. And I'm talking about the casual racing fan. I'm not speaking to your Racing Pod listeners here, John.
That's okay, Owen, that's okay. There was an Irish Grand National a couple of years ago when I Am Maximus won, and he gave it the most unbelievable ride because the horse had no right to win the Irish Grand National. And that's confidence. If you're riding the best horses and Willie Mullins puts his trust in you, and Willie is a determined, competitive trainer. So Paul has to be on it, and Paul has been able to be on it. And what you say there is really true, because we've had a golden generation: Ruby Walsh, Tony McCoy, Davy Russell, Barry Geraghty, Paul Carberry, and now it's up to other jockeys like Jack Kennedy and Paul Townend to go and show that they are great. And Paul does a lot of his talking in the saddle. But just I went down, as I said, to one of the hurdles during the week, and I saw Paul jump the final hurdle with King Rasco Gray. The fitness, the drive, the intelligence about how to judge the pace of a race. He's definitely put himself into legendary status now, and we'll only reflect on that in a few years' time, but he's right up there as one of the great ever jockeys.
Now then, John, try and find a new way to talk about Willie Mullins that hasn't been said before.
I'm not going to do that, Owen. I'm just going to let you hear from the man himself. Here is the genius, Willie Mullins.
Willie Mullins, 5 Gold Cups. You've equaled Draper's record. I mean, you must be pinching yourself.
Pinching. You know, when you mention names like that, Tom Draper, you know, people, legends that we grew up with, and to be in the same league, absolutely, it's humbling, I suppose, is the way, but it's extraordinary.
Gaelic Warrior has always had the class. He's always been a very talented animal.
Yes, I mean, we brought him to the Fred Winter here. We don't know how he was beaten. We're going to have to go through the old videos, I think. We thought he was a certainty coming. Well, as you can get to a certainty, he was second. We always thought a good bit about this horse. And, you know, he showed us that day that he had a bit of speed, but also the fact that he stayed. When you say that trip as a four-year-old, that's good. He came out the following year and won a 3-mile novice hurdle. That showed us that he definitely stayed. You know, and the way he works at home, he definitely has plenty of speed. So we can go both ways with him. You know, I'd say he'd be quick enough to line up the champion chase. Probably not good enough, but quick enough to get an entry there. And the Ryanair, yes, any day of the week. And now the Gold Cup, extraordinary.
Paul Townend is at the top of his game, isn't he?
Paul Townend is so cool. You know, to meet him, you wouldn't think that he was a top-class jockey. When things get tough, he gets going. We remember the day in Pakistan, he went the wrong side of the fence. Excuse me. The next day he came out and rode 4 winners. He puts all that stuff behind him, gets on with the job. I love people like that.
And Rich Ritchie's been such a big patron for your yard. For him, probably his best day of his career as well.
Delighted for Rich and Susanna Ritchie. I think since Dorothy Paget in 1940-something, they're the first owners to win the Champion Hurdle and the Gold Cup in the same year. And that's a tremendous achievement. But the fact that Rich and Susanna supported our yard, when they came to our yard to get their investment in the yard, moved Close Sutton up a notch, or maybe two or maybe three notches. And, you know, to have people like that backing you, and he never lost faith, he just kept, you know, putting, you know, investing in us all the time. And that's huge. So big thank you for the Richies.
You've had the Champion Hurdle winner this week, Willie, the Champion Chase winner, the Gold Cup winner. Look, everybody's going to want to know what the secret is. Is it just hard work? Good team?
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head, a good team. I'm there. I live in the yard, obviously. And when I hear them coming in at 6 o'clock in the morning, some of them at 5:30, I think, and it's sleety and snowy outside, the more morale in that team is huge. We have huge respect for them, and I'm delighted we'll get our photograph later on with the leading trainer award. I'll try and get as many in the photograph as we can. But lots of people say, well, you're indoor school. I never built an indoor school. I've always felt that racehorses needed to be outdoor. And, you know, so they're out in all sorts of weathers. There's no such thing, it's a wet morning, we're not riding out, we'd ride out in the afternoon. We just start at 6 o'clock and we keep going through. And, you know, different people come in at different times, but everyone is in, weather or no weather. And to have that sort of commitment, and especially this year, I mean, I would say we had record-breaking wet weather in Close Sutton. I'm 40 years there, I've never seen weather like it. Its conditions have been horrendous, and they have stayed with us, and you know, the morale in the air is fantastic, and I love that. I love going out to them in the morning time. They put me in good form, because sometimes they don't pay any attention to me. They're chatting and among themselves all the time. They're having great fun, and to have people like that in the team with that sort of morale brightens up everyone.
Final question, Willie. You talk about 40 years there. I'm sure you might have thought about Don Run this week and Paddy Mullins, and 40 years on, you've won a Gold Cup as well.
I did, you know, the way she did it. And I was talking to someone earlier about, you know, and you, about the happy team we have, and we also have happy horses. And Dawn Run was a bit of an exception. She was never happy until she was biting or kicking or attempting to bite or kick someone. But when I saw her doing that at home, we knew she was happy, even though it mightn't appear to an outsider looking at her. But we knew that was when she was in good form, when she was a little bit narky. And you get used to horses, and you know, some of them are like that, and they get fun out of being a little bit obstreperous, and you know then that they're happy. And trying to keep the team happy, the horses happy, and the owners happy. You know, they're the three things I suppose most trainers need to have.
Willie Mullins, enjoy the trip home, enjoy the celebrations, and thanks for speaking to Off the Ball here on News Talk.
Anytime, delighted.
It's one of those things, John, that we sometimes don't appreciate, is the fact that these national hunt trainers are putting their most important body of work together in the worst months of the year weather-wise, like January and February. It was tough enough for us sitting here in our cosy studio looking out at the rain that we've never seen before in this part of Ireland. And I know Close Sutton down in Carlow probably got exactly the same conditions that we got here in Dublin. So for them to be experiencing that and being out in that yard every single day, I'm sure it feels extra satisfying, the success that Willie Mullins has had this week. But John, you might just wrap up any other thoughts, the week, from the day even. What are you leaving Cheltenham? What's on the mind?
Well, just to mention very sad news that Enva Allen, the legendary Henry de Bromhead chaser, sadly collapsed and died after the Gold Cup. So they're going to be devastated in Henry's yard in Waterford. They actually had the last winner, heir of entitlement, 15 winners to 13 for Ireland in the Presbury Cup. So the reflections on the week, a good Cheltenham, much more competitive fields. The UK challenge is reviving, which I think is good for the sport. But Ireland won all the championship races, the champion hurdle, the Gold Cup, and the champion chase. And both the Stairs Hurdle and Ryanair Chase. And William Mullins, with 8 winners out of 28 races, is the king. Paul Tennant as well. And look, he's just as good as Aidan O'Brien in the flat. And look, the body of work as an Irish sports person and the team that they have there, they're doing our country proud. They really are. We the tricolour in once this week with Colin Keane on his shoulders after he won the bumper. But the fact that we don't need to bring them into their winner's enclosure anymore just shows how good Irish racing is going right now. So roll on, Aintree, Punchestown, Ferryhouse, and we'll look forward to that.
John Duggan, great stuff all week. Thanks a million for hopping on.
Oh, and take care. Thank you.
Cheers. All the best. You can hear John Duggan live on News Talk tomorrow afternoon from 1 p.m. We'll take a quick break.
The Racing Pod.
On Off the Ball.
With William Hill. 18+. See gamblingcare.ie.